Don't worry if you were wondering about not continuing to do the podcast, because Jack from Burning Palace did just swipe up on my story and say, just keep going.
What? In response to what?
Okay, Joshua Valle,
No,
please
listen to this,
be a
listen.
guest on our
Listen to this,
podcast.
listen to this,
I like
listen.
need to get off. Just like me posting the Molly episode. He was like, don't stop. It
Oh my
was nice. It
God.
was sweet. It was
No,
sweet.
yeah, that's just like a funny thing, like in response to
And
posting
Bernard
an episode.
commented.
I saw that right away, like
I
that.
saw that right away.
At the fucking like e-girl summit, I'm like gonna go to hell.
Oh my God. Why?
'Cause it's the day before my 10 a.m. flight to the Bahamas.
And
And so I'm
you know
literally,
that we're staying out all night for that, right?
I know. So my sister was like, do you just want to come to Philly like afterward? And I was like, no, it's fine. I'll just take like a 4 a.m. Amtrak to Philly.
We're staying for the entire thing,
4 a.m.
talking to every person in the room,
It's
by the
only 3 hours. It's only until 9:30. Did you see that?
I don't care. I'm talking to everyone and I'm staying
No.
later than that.
Yeah, but are you gonna stay past 4 a.m.?
Yes.
No, you're not.
I'm there all night.
Bitch, I'm leaving for
You
my.
said e-girl summit. I said I'm sleeping over.
I said, so now I have to take like a 5 a.m., 6 a.m. Amtrak to
Okay.
Philly.
Okay,
I'm.
guys, we're gathered here today to talk about
Oh my
something really
God.
important. And it's
Yeah.
actually to talk about our fandom background, history, what made us who we are today. Personally, I feel like the thing that's affecting me most right in my in the current moment is actually
Ariana.
I was gonna say Twitter user My Sour, but I can't say
Oh my
that.
God. I had a epiphany when I was going through my screenshots. I
Okay.
was so obsessed with boys when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old. Like, it makes sense that I never have crushes now because the amount of screenshots that I had of literally, like there was this like one guy in my sister's grade that I thought was cute, and I would just like see him because he was in jazz choir and my sister was in jazz choir, so we would like go to concerts. I was in sixth grade at this point and she was in ninth grade, and I like we went to Aruba and I literally like would write his name over and over in the sand, and I wrote like I hate his girlfriend's name, and I have screenshots of like his girlfriend's Instagram and screenshots of his Instagram. I have a picture of his driver's license.
Yeah, so this is interesting because, like, when I was on Twitter and stuff, I was only on it for girls. Like, I hated boys. Guys,
But I think
we're
that's
gonna.
pivotal to me also as a person, because it goes back into talking about
Well,
stan
okay.
culture.
That's the thing is, like, when I was going through. Okay, so basically, for this episode, we were both going through our old screenshots and, like, things we have saved in our camera roll from, like, celebrities. And also, it's just making me realize how, like, attracted to celebrities I've been my entire life. Because I literally was, like, in fourth grade getting on Twitter. And we'll get into this, guys. I just went through random instances that where I would just like end up in spaces like that. Like this girl in high school, like when I was like kind of not on Stan Twitter anymore though, like she had this grad party and Fetty Wap played because it like was he like knew her family. And like I remember like making this big deal out of it with my friends and being like, oh my God, this is insane. And like I feel like every like moment of looking back on like my like interactions with faves or like going to a concert or something, like I was always the person making the like making a thing out of it, if that makes sense. Like even like this is so stupid, but I like found a like screenshot from like going to the Claro's concert. It was like the upstairs Fillmore in Philadelphia. It was like the really small stage. Like she wasn't big. Like it was like after Pretty Girl came out. And I remember like with my friends who I was like there with who were from Stan Twitter, we were in the front row and we were like getting the security guard to like hand us a fry from our friend who was on the other side of the barricade. And then everyone in the crowd, like once he did it, like started cheering because we like made it into a bit.
Oh
Isn't
my
that weird?
God. Yeah,
Because we were
that's
doing
really
this crap
weird.
all the time.
That's really funny.
It's weird because I was like, oh, I've always been the way I am.
Yeah, no, I was having that too when I was going through like the things, like just like how I would fixate on certain things, and also just like how I wanted to remember everything, like how there's so many screenshots of things. I had a similar thing of that. Like, I remember when like Drake Bell came to our high school to play a concert, and I was like freaking out about it, and no one else like cared, and I feel like
Dude,
I
I
cared.
never understood how like people didn't care.
And it's also weird because I was thinking about this too. Like, because I feel like my mom helped impact my relationship with celebrities a lot. And I was thinking about that because she grew up also very celebrity obsessed in like her own realm, like where she just grew up obsessed with like all these different Bollywood actors and actresses and singers. And she also was like a singer when she was younger. And she would sing at like our family like events all the time and stuff. But she like loved celebrities growing up, and like every single year we would always watch like Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve together and all the celebrities. We would watch every award show together. Like we both loved award shows so much. And I remember like every award show I would go into my room during the commercial breaks and like pretend that I was like accepting an award. And I used to like talk to my like I used to pretend like I was on Ellen all the time. Like, and just record like videos of myself doing my makeup. Like, I just like loved it so much when I was a kid.
See, this is so interesting to me because I wonder if it's like all kids who have experienced this or not, but I feel like it isn't. Like, I feel like some kids just don't care, and like
Yeah.
that's just like not the thing they care about. Where I was just thinking about like being in school because I was like looking also at old screenshots of girls' Twitters in my grade, and like this screenshot of me fighting with like this girl who like put my Twitter on Instagram because I was so like, you can't fucking post my Twitter, like I can't have the girls from school find it,
Oh
like
my God.
thing. And like it was just really interesting because in my head I'm like, oh, I like got off like Twitter and I like had a moment where I went offline, but it's actually weird because like growing up that online, like, and like seeing the online world is so magical and crazy in that way when you're younger, it makes so much sense why, like, even just with friend groups, you associate like the act of being funny to being online. And that's so
Yeah.
weird because like not everyone who's funny who we meet is online, but we're still like, oh, it's because they get it and they're online.
Yeah, well, it's weird because I feel like I also forgot. I think like over the years I have like a false memory and I kind of underestimated how online I was when I was little. And then when I was going through like my old Google photos and stuff, it was all like coming back to me in flashes because also I just had so many like things. And I was like, no, I was on like my phone all the time because I remember like going to school and then like coming home from school, and literally, like, this was when Instagram was in chronological order, and I had to like scroll to the end of the feed. Like, I had to see every single person's post. And then, even like being in bed and like reading Wattpad all night and just like being online. And it's funny too, because even though it was like all like boy obsession and fandoms, my root for wanting to be online was because I wanted to be friends with this girl, Jessica. And her,
It's
like in sixth grade, I
weird because
root.
I had a girl named Jessica who I wanted to be friends with too when I was
Yeah.
little.
Wait,
Everyone has
that's
a
so
girl named
weird.
Jessica.
No, literally. And we were good. We like became good friends, but I really wanted to be friends with her. And we were starting to like become friends. And she was like popular, but she was really nice. And I was like, and she was like a huge like One Direction fan. And that's why I initially started liking One Direction. Like I like low key lied about liking One Direction so that we could like become friends. And then I like actually like started to like them. And then she like, and then I would like low key like lie about liking like other like bands and stuff. But then we would like them together and discover them together. And that was like how I became like obsessed with everything. And I was going through like our old text messages and stuff from like sixth grade, and it's just like so funny the like shit we were saying about just like all these different bands. And like I gave her like a birthday card, and on it I had written like in sixth grade, and on it I had written like Acacia Brinley and like
Oh
the
my
names of all these
God.
different bands. And I gave her a
Yeah.
Mayday Parade t-shirt for her birthday. Like it's just really funny.
Yeah, I was thinking about how far it goes back too, because I like feel like as early as I can remember, I was obsessed with the computer and like obsessed that like you could get on there and like somehow you could talk to someone or like see what other people were doing. I remember like as early as I can remember like running to my computer as soon as I would get home and going on like even like the earliest thing to me, which is like literally I think early social media like
Yeah.
Webkinz and Club Penguin. And I
Yeah.
remember having this thing where I was just like so much more addicted and interested and fascinated by it than anyone I knew like in person besides like my one friend Maggie, who I met at the swim club, and we would go on Club Penguin together, and her brother would play with us too. And we would like get all the rare items. We would like build worlds of like the whole like adoption role playing, like the role playing as like like a dress up competition stuff, and it was literally just like the most interesting thing ever to me. And like I like forgot that I was like that and that it like stemmed back that early on. Like it wasn't like I just got on Twitter and started
Yeah.
stanning Ariana, you know?
No, yeah. I feel like I had that too, because I remember like just going online and playing all of these games. But what was interesting was that like I would play the games, but I also loved like watching my older sister play. Like I like loved, like I would literally sit next to her for hours, like when she was on Club Penguin or when she was on like Fantage going to like the fashion shows and stuff. Like that would be our like form of like bonding, I feel like, which is like really weird.
I think that's a sister thing because I feel like I saw a lot of siblings do that. No, I know what you mean though because I remember being so like, if someone in school was like playing a game on their computer, I'd like be like mesmerized by it, especially
Yeah.
if it was a game I didn't know about. But also, it's really weird because I genuinely don't know what was wrong with me as a kid because like as soon as like in school they introduced computers to us because like we started, I feel like going on the computer in like first grade or something and like learning how to type. And I was just like so good at it immediately. Like I was like
Same.
the person in my class who was like the fastest typer, and I was like I
Yeah.
would walk around from all the like computers when people didn't know what to do, and I would like do it for them. And it's like really weird because it's like what is that? You
No,
know, like what
same.
makes someone like that, and like why specific? Like I don't know. It's just like interesting to think about that.
Yeah.
But we've gathered you here today, actually, so that we could tell you where we've been on the internet.
Oh. Do you want to
Okay.
start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have to.
Yeah, why don't you start?
I think I'd really want to do that. Okay. So these are both artifacts that we found. They're Stan artifacts. So I wrote this in my notes on my iPod Touch. And I'll explain how we got here too. Don't
Wait,
worry.
also sorry, but this, like, when you sent me this, like, this, like, the visual of, like,
I
the
know.
notepad is so scary. I
I
feel like I see
know.
this in my dreams, and I, like, didn't
Yeah.
know where it was coming from until now.
It's really weird. Like a lot of the screenshots in this drive like was from this folder where I just took a bunch of screenshots of like me and like my friend group, my online friend group, fucking with people on Minecraft, or also just like random Twitter screenshots or things from when I was younger. So, okay. So, yeah, this note I found in my drive, and I'll just read it out loud. Ariana Grande. She is the best singer in the universe. She loves all her fans, no matter who or where they are. When her album comes out, her followers will rise. She will probably have at least 8.5 million, if not more. She speaks from her heart, plants love, and grows peace. I love Ariana Grande so, 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 so. The so's could go on forever. So, 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 so very extremely much. She is the best actress there can be. If I can have any dream role, I would choose Kat's family member because one, she's my favorite
What does that even
celebrity.
mean?
Like Kat from Victorious, like I would choose to be like one of her family members. If
Oh,
I could
like
play
her.
any role in
Oh,
any TV show,
okay,
it would
cool.
be that.
You wouldn't be Kat.
No, or one of her family members
Yeah.
in the whole entire universe. And two, I can imitate Kat's laugh perfectly. I've mastered the art of her laugh. Ariana, if you are reading this, I just want to say that I know you have a 32A.
Like cup size?
That
How old?
was like an inside joke in the fan. See, that's the thing is there were
Oh.
so many like weird
Okay.
inside jokes in these fandoms that had to do with things that like it's like why is a child saying this?
Dude, no, literally.
Which we'll freaking get to more because of that fucking picture of me and Tana. Okay. Anyways, so your favorite character from Harry Potter is Luna Lovegood because you feel like you feel like you character. Kat can relate to her. I know one of your favorite movies is 13 Going on 30 and your favorite candy is Razzles. I know that you love red velvet cupcakes and the time this may vary once you read this. If you read this, you have a bear case for your iPhone. I know your favorite color is light pink. I know
Your
what your
pillow.
pill what you pillow says. I know you have had a crush on Bruno Mars, and by now I think that you get the point. I love you so, 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 so much, Ariana. I hope you see this. Love, Brittany. Ariana Beautiful. That's my old username. XO.
How did you think she was gonna see this?
I
Did
actually think she did.
you post it?
Yeah, I used to
Oh,
tweet this at
okay.
her along with a collage of my wall that was magazine cutouts of like my whole wall. It was just
Yeah.
magazine cutouts of her. And I tweeted it to her every day. And eventually she saw it. She noticed me and replied to it and was like, OMG, this is so sweet. Like, thanks so much. Like, XO. And I was in my friend Maggie's house and I was like, oh my God, Ariana just tweeted me. And I like ran upstairs and showed her mom. And her mom was like, whoa, that's like really cool. Like, how did that? Like, her mom like didn't understand how I like had made that happen.
That's like the scariest thing ever. Imagine being a celebrity and someone's tweeting this note to you every day. Like, how would you not get a
like
fucking
12 year
restraining?
old. Like, how old was
Wait.
I? I was in fourth grade, so I was like 9.
But you're literally just like saying how you know all these like intimate details about her life.
But they're not intimate because it was literally just her brand. Like, she built this
No,
brand on
I know,
purpose, I'm
but
sure.
still, like.
But I was gonna say, this reminds me of like Rachel Ormont. And I think that's
Yeah.
why I found the movie so funny when I watched it, was because like this is literally what I used to do. Anyways.
Yeah. Also, the follower thing is really funny because I have screenshots of like the follower counts that like every member of si 5 Seconds of Summer had and like every member of One Direction had like back in like 2011
Also, me
because
saying,
everyone was
like, she's
like.
gonna have 8 million eventually. Like, what does she have? Sorry, there's just a bunch of pictures of my internet friend in that folder. Wait, I wanna just even know,
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that was a thing that people
like, that's
did.
fucking
Yeah.
terrifying that I was following her. Okay, because also, okay, should I just explain this now? There's a bunch of Minecraft skins in
I
here.
see, I
And
see.
Optifine,
Oh
and
my
I, like
God.
anyone who knows knows actually. Here's an old screenshot of Twitter. It was a screenshot of the girls in my school, so I could have their username saved in case I ever needed to block them.
Oh, perfect.
So,
Yay.
but look at this Twitter and look at this
I
like screenshot of
know.
my MacBook.
No, I
Like,
know.
it's
It
just
makes me
so funny.
sad.
And it's
Oh.
so funny that I still have this. I'm like really glad that I took screenshots of all of it.
I know,
But
me too. And I'm glad Google Photos like kept all of them for me.
yeah,
Like,
but okay, I was gonna say, like, okay, the reason I got into Ariana was I got this is like kind of the beginning, but also not, because we were like talking about like the whole online world, like just being obsessed with the computer. But when I really got onto like social media was when I got an iPod Touch when I was in fourth grade for Hanukkah, and I like followed a bunch of people. I like was obsessed with Nickelodeon and celebrities and stuff. And I remember looking at like the Nickelodeon website and seeing there's a new show called Victorious coming out, and I was like, this is like, this looks so good. Like, I'm gonna get obsessed with this. I know it. Like, I love it already. It's about Hollywood arts. Oh my God, performing high school. And I like remember going on the site every day and like going to like the different tabs. And like, I wish that website was still a thing. I
wait,
wonder if it
that's so
is.
weird, just sweet too, because I like vividly remember watching the pilot episode of Victorious. Like, I remember when it came on TV, and I remember like watching it so vividly. Like, I feel like that was like a big moment.
Yeah, and like the whole like the sites that they had, like the Disney and
Yeah.
Nickelodeon sites, like they are not like this. Like, I
Ew.
remember like the vivid moment when like everything on the site like stopped being, because it used to be like a
Yeah.
banner of all the shows and you could click on the show and it
No,
was
I
like a blog
know.
site for the show and it was like so fun. They had like games, like,
And
and
same with Disney Channel. Like the Disney Channel
yeah.
website used to be so good. Oh
Like, the
my
Wizards of
God.
Waverly Place, the movie game, was
No,
so
and that was like
fun.
also what I would like play.
It
I feel
doesn't
like
look like
before I was
that.
on social media, like I would go and play like just like Disney. Like it did not fucking look
Like,
like
this
this.
suck. Like, what
Bullshit.
is this bullshit? Like, what
Like,
child is gonna go to this and, like, have fun?
there's
Like,
no games
there's no
even.
gift
There's
shows. Like, I
no games.
wonder if. Okay, olddisney.com.
I've like, oh, see, like it's so
Oh
sad.
my God. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
Oh.
as a kid, like, this is everything. Like, why wouldn't you want. Like, I would be on here
Stop.
all day. It's, like,
Oh
not
my
like
God,
you.
the Lilo and Stitch one.
Like, this was so, oh my God, this is like getting me like, I'm like literally gonna like, okay, anyways.
This is like what me and my sister would go on like every single day.
Yeah, it's really sad that kids don't have this anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, but I found, that's how I found, because I used to also watch Zoe 101 through the Disney.com website. And
Yes.
yeah, so that was how I
Yeah.
found the Victorious page. And then I followed all the like actors and actresses and stuff. And I followed Ariana, and she had like, I don't know, like 100K or something. I don't, she just was so active on Twitter, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, if I like tweet her, she might like respond to me. Like, that's crazy. Like, I loved that. Like, I thought that was like the coolest thing in the entire world. Like, and that she was so interactive with fans. She would do like fan of the month And she was so small, and like she was like tweeting her like journey of like dyeing her hair red and stuff like
Oh
that,
my
and like
God.
just like tweeting random stuff. And the way like her lingo was so like specific and interesting. Oh my God, I need to like talk to Alex Kazemi about this. But
Yeah.
okay, so then her 1 million follow spree happens eventually, where she's like, she has all her and her friends, like her mom and like her brother on the account, to following people, and she follows me. And yeah, so after that, it's like it's over. I'm obsessed with her. I'm like tweeting her every day. I'm like a part of the fandom. I'm like making friends through there. And like the landscape was so interesting. There were so many like live streams and like contests. Like she did like dinner with Ariana like when she was really small. She genuinely like I can't even like explain how smart I think all of it was. Like, and I really am
Yeah.
so curious because it was a time where like social media marketing was not a thing. And I feel like I'd like to believe that she didn't have someone telling her to do that. Like, she was genuinely just that, like, she cared that much about the people who were following her. But okay. Yes. So there
That's
was
how
that.
I like feel about too, just like One Direction making like the videos on the fucking staircase, or like the X Factor Diaries, or
I
like
think they were
Taylor's.
genuinely just kids having fun. Like,
No, yeah, literally, because they were so young. Like, and you're like exposed to all this fame all of a sudden. Like, obviously, you're gonna want to have fun. Or like even Taylor Swift doing like listening parties and just like
yeah.
everything that she was, because I feel like, and we've talked about this before, but like it was like there were like these like specific fandoms that were like the fandoms that like I think really like they like made
They
social
made
media
the
what it
internet,
is.
yeah.
Yeah. And it was like Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, One Direction,
Because like
like
also there were different
Demi Lovato.
energies behind all of
Yeah.
them. Like the Justin Bieber fan base was
Oh my
fucking
God.
scary.
It was
Remember
terrifying.
like Plastic Bieber?
Yes. Oh my God. I hated. And like everyone like supporting or like being like Arianators for Swifties or whatever, like if
Yeah.
someone was going through something.
Genuinely was a crazy landscape. And
Yeah.
it really just did, I think, morph into like what people do now, which is crazy because it's
Yeah.
like, okay, yeah, like I guess it's really just that that was the beginning of social media and not actually that like people were just like learning what they could do, I guess. And that's what's so interesting about it. It was like a sandbox.
Yeah.
But okay, yeah. So the Ariana Grande thing, I was like super bullied for liking her in school. People were like, "Why's your kick name on Britney Grande? Like, is it 'cause you're gay?" I was really annoying about it in school. I was only recently remembering how annoying I was as a child and remembering that like because of Ariana, I would like, because she was obsessed with bows, and she would be like, "It's bow day." This one day of the year, everyone would celebrate bow day and tweet pictures of them wearing bows and shit.
Oh my God.
And I remember in school, like making paper bows and trying to give them pe to people in class. And I'm just like, I don't like, I get why people hated me because I was so annoying.
That's so interesting though, just
And I was
like
so outward about it, like at first. And
no.
then I stopped being that way when I learned that it
Yeah.
like wasn't cool at the time. But
Yeah.
yeah.
No,
What were you
yeah.
gonna
See, I
say?
think that to me is like what's interesting is like the out, which makes sense, like being outward about it before you like realize that it's like not cool or before you gain consciousness of that. But I think it's also just because I was like so like I like just like didn't talk when I was in school.
I don't know. I'm just like trying to remember like if the outwardness was just how I was and then like it became more with the Ariana stuff or what. I don't know. But just to outline my fan experience in her fandom. Here is like I feel like I was very much like I was on her I was on Twitter for her every day growing up. I wanted so desperately to meet her. I went to her first tour and I like remember being so sad because I didn't get meet and greet and like my mom wouldn't let me go like as soon as I wanted to go. So then we were in the back and I was like, "I fucking told you, like we wouldn't be able to be in the fucking front." And it was like at the Electric Factory in Philadelphia, which is crazy because it's such a small venue. Ended up meeting her for the first time because I begged my mom to get me a meet and greet and it sold out. And then this was like on her first stadium tour. And I was like super active and friends with a lot, like all the like big stands, like most of my time that I was on there. And I was in like the group chats for her, like the like ones that were like, but there were really like it wasn't as like centralized in her fandom because there was just so like even to begin with, there were just like so many people. So it wasn't like there was one group chat, but there were like a few of them and just like big stands and stuff. And it was more about like who you were friends with, I feel like. I was in middle school and I went, my mom ended up getting me like the like there was like a pre-show thing where she did like a live Q&A and like had would sometimes pick fans to come up on stage. And the girls who bullied me at the time, who made fun of me for liking her, were going and they bought meet and greet. And I was like livid that like I was like, they did it because of me. They like are doing it like to spite me. Like they have money and they're like, and like they like took like a limo or something.
That's
Like the girls at my
psychotic.
school were fucking crazy. And they like took a limo to the show, I'm pretty sure. And me and my mom like saw this limo like before we knew it was them, like fall like circling around the venue, and like we were like I'm pretty sure they were like following us outside the
Oh my
venue. It
God.
was crazy. There were like my school was actually psychotic, but okay, so that yeah, I like have this pre-show thing, and then I am like really like upset. I'm like first in line out of everyone, but like all these people get to go ahead of me because they have the actual meet and greet and not the pre-show thing. And I'm just like really like sad about it, and then we get inside, the pre-show starts, like Scott and what are their names, like the twin dancers,
Oh
they're
my
like the
God, her like team, like her like dancers and everything were like really like widely known.
people to go on stage. And I remember like being like jumping up on my seat to like raise my hand to get picked, and they picked me to go up, and I like got, and she was on stage, she had just walked out on the stage, and I was like losing my mind, and I like
Aww.
literally like I think as soon as I got off the stage, I like started bawling my eyes out. But I like got picked and I went up and like she gave me a hug and like I got to do like the like name the music video contest
Oh, that's so
where and
cute.
I like I'm pretty sure I like won the thing because I named all the music videos because I knew everything actually.
Oh my God.
And I was like up there like watching the girls who were really mean to me like stare at me like with like the stink eye, and it was like just a great feeling. And
That's so
like I
cute.
would not have gotten to meet her if I literally didn't get picked out of like everyone who was in the crowd. So it was just like a very crazy, and I don't know, I think it just like fed me, and I was like, all
Yeah.
right, I'm doing this forever and like trying to get noticed forever and be that stan forever. But okay, I'm gonna not go as in detail, but let me pull up like my camera roll so I can show pictures while I'm explaining this. So I'm just gonna show a few photos to highlight this. Hold on, I'm trying to see if I like have the like what like this was my okay. So then I ended up going to other me.
Oh my God, stop.
I remember I think I asked her if I could choke her and she said no,
You
because that was
hate
like a thing
that.
then. This is the
Sip the
sign I
moonlight
made.
tea.
Because there was a whole like Moonlight Bay was her Snapchat, and then like Sip the Moonlight Tea was her like
Oh
was
my
like the
God.
inside joke in the fandom, and I made this sign.
I
and I passed it
can't.
out during Honeymoon Avenue. She took it on stage on a video and like and like was like, oh my God, y'all are so funny. Like, sip the moonlight tea. Oh my God, I can't with y'all. And like was just like giggling about it during the whole song and like tweeted the sign afterwards. And this was like my fucking like is magnum opus the right word? I don't know what that even means, but it feels right to say in this
Yeah,
moment.
it's like your like pivotal work as an author, like your like
Yes,
main
this
like
was my
thing.
magnum opus. This and I like at the time, like I hadn't been like I ended up becoming a YouTube stan, but for me at the time, this was like okay, this was me being like noticed more heavily, and like I like this was like just my dream as a kid was
Yeah.
to have this happen. And yeah, and I remember also in the Instagram, like my friend like ran the tour account stuff, and she posted the video of it, and then the girls who were mean to me commented and were like, "What does this mean? Can someone explain what this means?"
Oh my
And
God.
then I think like I replied and was like, "You guys just wouldn't get it. Like
I
you guys
like
just
how
wouldn't
these girls
know."
were like a constant like thread
They were like
throughout.
the oppressive force to me. Like I know that like yeah,
Oh my
I'm
God, this is gonna be jail. You're just don't. You're gonna say something
I was gonna
bad.
be like, I know that, like, I was gonna
Okay.
be like, I know go through a lot, but like, I
I
have
knew you
these
were gonna
girls in
make
school.
that.
Okay,
I
I'm
told
obviously
Heather the other
joking.
day that I
That's
think New York has made you more racist.
okay. Okay. With my internet friends who I met, this was the first time I ever went to New York because my friend Sophie from
Aww.
England came to New York. She was, I it was crazy though how rich these stans were though, because they like traveled to New York, stayed in a hotel, and like just came to meet their internet friends. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I have
that's
like computers,
psycho.
but These are like us in New York, and it's really sweet to think about because it's like
Aww.
we're outside of Rockefeller Center. Like we went to like the
Stop.
Hilton in Times Square, that because that's where she was staying,
That's
and we went to like
crazy.
the fucking Topshop store. I think this was in
Yeah.
Topshop, and then okay, so then came like YouTube and Fifth Harmony. Fifth Harmony was, I think, the second thing for me. Yep.
Is that Fifth Harmony?
This is my ticket for the New York train. Like, it's really
Oh.
sweet to think about now because it's like, wow, this is like our life now and we live here and it's normal. But okay, Fifth Harmony, I need to find the one. Okay, so here's the first time I met Fifth Harmony.
Oh my
I was a
God.
Camila girl. I was on a lot of steroids
I was get why do your cheeks look so
because I was on a
puffy?
lot of steroids and it made my face super puffy.
Why were you on
And I think that's
steroids?
because of asthma. Like, I had really bad asthma,
Aww.
chronic bronchitis. So this
I
was one
didn't.
of the first famous people I met. I think I met them before I had ever met Ariana, maybe. I
Yeah,
don't know.
because you look really young in this.
Was maybe like 12 or something or 11. I think it was 11.
That makes more sense.
But yeah, this was their signing in Best Buy. I started standing them when they were on the X Factor, which is crazy also because of what Camila has become since. I think this was like, there's part of it that I'm like, how did I know these things? And part of it that's like, oh, this is like prime time for celebrities to blow up and become genuine superstars in a way
Yeah.
that does not happen the same way, like as it does now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so okay, other Fifth Harmony. Here's that.
Oh my God.
Yep, and I was wearing my cat ears that Ariana Grande inspired cat ears, and I was
Oh my
like,
God.
and they were like, yeah, they were sweet. It was me waiting outside the BB&T Pavilion for Camila. Come on, look at her. She
Ah.
just said, I met you before, right? Good to see you. Okay, sorry.
Oh my
But
God.
I was obsessed. I used to go to their live Q&As and like Camila knew my name and like would like there I have this one video saved on YouTube that's like her like grabbing my hand in the audience and like pointing at
Oh
me
my
during
God, yeah. Camila's
yeah.
so pretty.
She's so pretty, dude.
It
I
like
feel like I
makes
just
me.
chose the prettiest. Also, I was obsessed with her because she was a Harry stan. And I was like, she was a stan. She gets it. Like, I love her. Like, okay,
I
but
remember when she would post
what
like covers on YouTube. Like I used to watch them back in the day.
else? Okay, so Playlist Live, middle school. This is when I started becoming I started to become a fan of there's that so Jack. Yep.
Yep,
I started
yep.
to become a fan of YouTubers because of Ariana, because Ariana started tweeting at Lohanthony because she was friends with Miranda Sings, Colleen Ballinger. So that was how I got into YouTube. But also, I like loved Fred and stuff like that when I was
Yeah.
younger. And I was like, I watched Jenna Marbles because girls in school used to talk about Jenna Marbles. She's like the one person I found because girls in school talked about it. Because people used to like make their UVU display name
Oh
like
my
a
God.
quote from like Jenna Marbles. So I had no friends in elementary school. Especially after the whole Ariana Grande stuff, the whole you're gay stuff. And I started also like making friends online through like Minecraft and The Sims. I feel like I can't even begin to get into that because it's just like a whole other thing. But just knew that that
Yeah.
was a thing. And I used to stay up till like 5 a.m. talking to my friends on Skype and TeamSpeak and stuff like that. And that was how I met like one of my best friends to this day, Maddie, who we had on the podcast like a long time ago. And we
She was
talked more
like one of
about
our
that.
first episodes.
And also, there were like role playing communities on Twitter at the time that I was also part of. And we talked about that in another episode. So if you want to watch that, it's like a whole other episode.
We'll link them below.
We'll link them
Yeah.
back in my life that I met people in person who were also on the internet. Like, pretty sure they like separated me from the girls in my like elementary school, like because my mom asked or something and was
No,
like in a crazy way though, because
I
there was
know.
this whole
Like, that's
bullying thing that
insane. No,
happened and like
yeah.
this whole like scare that like they my family is gonna like sue them because it was like technically sexual harassment. It was like a whole thing and it's like a long story, but it's like not worth explaining. It was the first
Love
time
watching those.
in my life that I had ever like made friends with people who also knew internet things in person because I overheard these girls in my art class talking about YouTube. And so I became really good friends with these girls in middle school, and everyone was all like, oh my God, Brittany's making friends. Like, we hate her. Like, why is she making friends? That's so weird. Yeah. So I went to Playlist Live. I made a Lohanthony fan account. I went to Playlist Live. I often changed that Lohanthony fan account to other YouTubers' names. Like, I'd be like Lauren Elizabeth Stan, Jenna Kim
Oh.
Stan, stuff like that. So here's me and Andrea Russett. That was me and
Stop.
Passage, Andrea
Ugh.
Russett. Jen X Pen, I met her in the airport on the way back from Playlist Live, and I was wearing a Troye Sivan hoodie that I got at
Oh my
Playlist Live,
God.
TRXYE. There's Lauren Elizabeth, Rebecca Black,
Ah,
Arden Rose.
it's
There's,
crazy where all these people are now.
I know, because they're all like,
Think
yeah,
about that a
that's,
lot.
I feel like all of this lasted like for me until like the tail end of high school, like of me being
Yeah.
super online on the like on my fan accounts. Like Ariana was just a through line for me and like Fifth Harmony and stuff. And then like them breaking up was such a thing for like it impacted everything. I wish they were still together because I miss them. But yeah, okay. So from YouTube and all that, so my YouTube stan account, I'm like, you know what? I'm actually like I found this girl and I'm pretty sure my friend Casey actually talked like showed me her. And it was before she it was it might have been around like a hundred like under 100K or something like that. Like it was she was really small. It was like
No,
after
yeah.
her like bigger like it was right as her like bigger videos were blowing up. And it was Tana, right?
It was
It was
Tana.
Tana. And this is
I
literally
feel
like
like I also liked her. Like I like remember watching like her video being like, "Thank you guys so much for 100 or for 200K subscribers." Like I'm so like I remember 'cause she was so like she like changed YouTube.
yeah, she really did. And I want to like write an essay about it so badly because I
Yeah.
like think like the what she did for teenage girls is insane. Like just like normalizing the like being a crazy bitch like
Yeah.
on like YouTube. Like she was like low key the first crazy bitch who
She
did a bunch of
was.
drugs and talked about having sex and stuff
And
and
she was
like
like
was
15.
cool
Like she
for
was
it.
so young
She
though,
was
which is
so young.
wild. Like her telling the stories about her like being in getting arrested in like hotel rooms in Vegas. She was like 15 when that was happening.
Yeah, it's like actually insane. But yeah, I remember like just making an account and realizing how easy it was to get noticed by her because she like followed me the first day I made my like I changed to like being a like Tana account. And then I like got invested in her fandom, made a lot of friends. I went to BeautyCon with like other stans and it was really fun. Oh my God, there's me and Sydney Carlson. But
Oh
yeah,
my
here's
God,
like me and all
stop.
my internet friends. Like we're
Ah.
like doing thing. It was so fun. It was literally the most fun ever as a kid because I just like these would be like the things I look forward to, like all the time. And so it
Yeah.
like it's just interesting thinking about like my relationship with like the celebrity and like the parasocial relationship and what that did to me and how it's still impacting me in ways I don't realize because I feel like it's just like. This is just how I attend to everyone at this point, which is
Yeah.
so interesting. But yeah, I like just we just became like a big we made an episode about this too, but BleedyCon became her like big group chat. We would talk to like all of like the big YouTubers because she was like so she was also so interactive in a crazy way. Like I know I'm just like scrolling through this stuff, but like she like would post all my like this is like our friend group. And she
Ah.
like posted us. She would
Well,
always
because
post
I think it
us.
makes sense because she was like just like some like she was just like in like high school in Vegas, like just like literally so normal,
And
like
then she just got
so
famous.
she just got
Like,
so famous and she like didn't have like a ton going, like that was like her thing, you know what I mean? So it makes sense that was like she was so interactive.
yeah. It's like it makes a lot of sense because also looking back on this, knowing that she was like 2 years older than me, but at the time it felt so big because like age differences when you're younger, it is like
She
so
felt
different.
so, and also just
She
like
felt
her life was
so
crazy.
old.
So she just felt like very old.
And her moving to LA, like being in LA, like aged you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then we just like I started going to all of her tour dates and stuff like that. And it was just like a time of life. I feel like that is like the reason that I was ever big on Twitter was because of her and because of her like always like talking to me and my friends and like there was this whole like yeah so our group chat BleedyCon that was super active and I feel like it was like my first like I had like a lot of like big tweets on my Ariana account but like I feel like people actually knew me from being like a Tana stan and knew me like as a person where I was going through my old screenshots and I found this like screenshot that someone messaged me on Discord and was like I was at Tana's show in Florida and people thought I was you and they were asking me for pictures
Oh my God, that's crazy.
which is like psychotic and like
Yeah.
yeah I don't it's just like weird that that
But that, like, I know what you're talking about because we were talking about this in the beginning too, of how like I had screenshots of when like big stan accounts would follow me and I got like really excited. Like, I feel like the big accounts were treated like celebrities.
Yeah, no, they definitely were. And I remember that with like feeling that way until I like became one, like where I would do the same thing and like be like, so
Yeah.
it was like, just like this address. It's so weird that that's like how the like hierarchy was there. Like, were we all like liking each other? Were we all just like wanting like to be famous?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, but okay, so BleedyCon. This was, we made this edit.
Yes,
This is
yes,
so funny.
yes. Oh my
The whole
God.
joke was like because of me, because I like got my period at BeautyCon and then I was like didn't have like some, I don't know. It was like a like period nightmare story type
Yeah,
thing.
yeah.
And that was happening while meeting all these people for the first time who I was friends with online. And then I told them later, and then everyone thought it was so funny. And like everyone was just making jokes about it.
I didn't realize, didn't know that that was how the name came.
Yeah. And like it was
That's
just
funny.
insane because all these huge YouTubers would talk about our group chat. Like Shane Dawson, hold on, I have it somewhere. But yeah, like we like, they would like send us like, like
Oh my
Tana and all her friends
God.
would send us selfies. Like, okay, let's see. Here's a selfie that
Yeah.
Shane Dawson sent in our group.
Like, ew.
I know.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
Kylie Store.
Yes.
Kylie Store.
Ariana's mom.
Ariana's mom. Dangerous Woman
Queen.
Tour.
That side
I forgot to
part.
click on the one. I forgot to
You
click on
really
the one
liked
that
the side
was.
part.
I know. I don't. I feel like everyone, that was what was in.
No,
But
I know. I
okay.
also did.
This was my
Aww.
first meet and
You
greet
look
picture with her.
so young.
It's like, and also I had picked off all my eyebrows because I had like trichotillomania, so that's what was wrong with my
Wait,
face
but
and
your
my
hair
hair
looks really
here as
pretty.
well. Yeah, see what I mean by my hair being black then? Like it was.
Yeah, well, I just thought the waves are very pretty.
Wow, thanks. Here's a DM from Tana. Shed
My heart just shed a
a
tear.
tear. My it was a whole thing at my school when Tana like and iDubbbz happened.
Yeah.
And this one kid who used to always say the N-word to me and we stopped being friends, I like tweeted a picture of his like, this was the proposal and I tweeted
Oh
it
my
and I made
God.
like, and it was like a whole thing at school because I like tweeted it to Tana and she replied and everyone was like, wow, you actually do have some sort of like pull.
The fact that someone proposed with that
Is like crazy.
is insane.
Say
Like,
yes,
that's
girl.
psychotic.
Yeah, it's like crazy. I don't know why it was such a thing at my school. Like people, it was like the people who said the N-word and me
Yeah.
who like against each other. It
Yeah.
was, and like it was, yeah, it was crazy. Here's our old,
He's a walnut.
there's like old videos I have of like her talking about like us in videos. We had this inside joke that like our friend Leah and Amari were
Oh my God.
we're in love. Yeah, we used to Uber or Skype with Amari, and like also like Tana's ex-boyfriend used to Skype with us.
Summer.
This is us at BeautyCon.
Bella.
Jordan Mara,
Jordan.
Dove Cameron,
Oh, would you look at that? I thought that was Trisha
Nikki
Paytas
and
for a
Kat,
sec.
Bella Thorne.
Oh my
Like,
God.
okay, like that wasn't the group. Trevi.
Trevi. Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know. So, yeah, we had a Snap group chat that was really fun. This was like a moment for me because it was like on my main Instagram that she commented, and everyone was like, "How are you friends with Tana?"
Can you unarchive this post?
No.
Oh
One time, like my one friend made a fake Andrea Russett Venmo account. This was like when Venmo first started being a thing, and she made a fake Andrea Russett account, and Venmo requested Jason Nash for $20, and he sent it back thinking it was her, but sent like 50 instead.
Which is wild. That's what
It was,
was that
yeah.
normal? Like that was happening. But it's also weird too, because I remember when like Venmo and Uber and Lyft like became a thing. Cause
Yeah.
they were like things that only like LA people would
Yeah,
use.
no, and like same with like DoorDash and Uber Eats and
Yes,
stuff.
yeah.
But okay, so
And
then, oh, sorry, did you hear more?
no, I was just gonna be like, I used to be like, I wish I was in LA so I could like DoorDash.
So here's my first time in LA and
Oh
my
my
only time in
God.
LA. Went to Universal Studios with my parents. Okay.
Ooh.
But okay, VidCon.
Oh my God. You
Yeah.
guys were so funny.
I know. But oh, Weston. Yep. Rylan Adams. We were trying to get Tana to get dinner with us at
Did
IHOP.
she come?
No.
Yeah.
But it was like a whole thing where like throughout our time we were like, Tana, get dinner with us. But and like she used to take us backstage at shows, and there was this whole thing that I like forgot to like, I think it's later, but like we had this whole like drama online where they were like, Tana has favorites, and she let us sit in front of like the barricade during the show, me and like four of my friends, and like people tweeted pictures of us, and like we're like, here they are leaving the venue at 9:55 when the show ended at 8 p.m. And like it was like this whole drama in the fandom. Grazer 10, if anyone knows about that, the cube.
My God.
Okay, sorry. Here's I'm just gonna speed run this. I'm gonna just click through these because these are like important.
JC Kalen.
I know. David Dobrik was in here somewhere. Elijah Daniels. I was also in the Elijah Daniel group chat for no reason because my friends were in
There's
it.
David.
Those are my first like gay people friend group,
Ricky.
also my Elijah Daniel group chat called
YouTube taught me what gay
Elijah
people
Ugly.
was.
And okay, this was a viral moment. This is what I was thinking of. So we weren't
Oh
allowed to
my
take pe
God.
pictures of people in the creator hotel. We also snuck into the creator hotel at VidCon with fake wristbands. And I was like, Leah, Casey Neistat's behind you. Let me take a picture of me holding your hand. And I took this and it went so viral on Twitter. And it was like a whole cool.
Joey.
So I feel like not this isn't that entertaining. It's like just pictures of me with YouTubers. Okay, here's the thing I was talking about with the
Explain this, babe.
We also felt like the most special people in the world when this
Yeah.
happened.
This is so funny.
Yeah, and it's like my mom and me and my friends. And
Yeah,
so moving on. Sorry that I took so long doing that. I'm probably gonna cut half of it because it's just like probably boring. But so this is when I also started doing YouTube. Like my first YouTube video, I think, was like me vlogging Tana's show. And I like tweeted on her account and like also on Karina's account. Here, okay, here's
this,
something.
yeah,
This is in
this is
something.
something, this
Is
is
this
something,
anything?
this is something.
This anything? Yeah, and this is crazy because like, okay, Karina tweets, your dream foursome. It's a meet and greet picture of me choking her and Tana. I don't think I knew what that meant. And
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
in high school. I think I was a sophomore in high school. Like I knew what a foursome was, but I don't think I understood the tweet. And it's just
Yeah.
weird looking back on. I, 'cause yeah, it's
Follow her.
kind of
She's my
crazy.
kid.
Yes, this was like the thing. You would go on like the person's account and tweet,
Yeah,
and it like
yeah.
could follow you. Okay, so then I started getting into YouTube, and this is when I started to like convert into a personal account and just like be like, oh, no, I'm not even a fan of Tana. I'm just her friend.
And you're gonna make it big on YouTube.
Yeah, and I was like, I low key had some videos blow up and go viral, but then I stopped doing it, and I like regretted it every time that like I like had like I feel like I had a lot of instances when I was younger of like being online and then like something blowing up and then just like kind of walking away from it, but it's like obviously it wasn't the right
I
time,
feel
or
like
like
that happened with TikTok.
yeah, I was gonna say that I like made a TikTok when I
Rating
like
celebrities I've met.
yeah, I was gonna bring that up. Okay, so it was like YouTube and then it was Bite. I was like, okay, Bite will be the thing. And then I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll try TikTok because Bite is not
Did you
happening.
ever post Vines or no?
I like made edits on Vine, but I
Yeah,
didn't
okay.
like
Like
post Vines of
make. Yeah,
myself. I
yeah.
think that the YouTube fandom showed me a lot of things. I was like friends with my first like trans people. I was friends with my first gay people in the Elijah Daniel group chat. I like just like I feel like it taught me like, and also just like all of my online friendship, I think just taught me
Yeah.
what deep friendship was. And I think that's why it's like really hard for me to be friends with people and like not have a deep. After the whole Tana stuff, I kind of was like, okay, I'm gonna like be like, I think this was like right before I kind of got a little bit offline.
William is in William Craver.
Yeah, so William Craver was really important to this because he was one of my first guy friends
Crazy.
ever. Okay, so I got on Weston Corey's Discord server after like this. I was still like pretty on Tana Twitter, but I got on Weston's like live streams because I like just knew him from Twitter and thought he was really funny from Twitter and thought he was a really funny person. And started talking to him and William, his neighbor and best friend, and Kaylin. And there was like this whole little like social thing going on there, and it was like so much fun. It's the first time I ever started to kind of become like actual friends with someone who I watched. to start to be like, oh, this is just a person. It was like so much fun for me. And I feel like it was just like was at a really good time where I just like did not have anything else in person. So it was really easy to cling on to. Really started to like make friends in person after that, because me and this girl who were on the Discord together got in this fight, and then like we stopped going on the Discord and I got really depressed. Like the most depressed I think I've ever been in my life was like when me and this girl got in a fight. Because she like tried to turn my like friends against me, and it was like this whole thing. Then I was pushed to like look in real life and like actually, because I was just like so depressed also about like the friends I had at the time, because they like all just like weren't good friends. And then I became friends with Monroe, and then we became friends, like we randomly ended up meeting other people. And I also think that like, so this was like the first time in my life that I started to have like actual friendships in person, that were like deep and close, and we like it felt like they all, we all bonded about like internet stuff too. Like we watched like Shane Dawson and we're like really obsessed with Shane Dawson.
And they all had like a very specific sense of humor, like all of you guys, I feel like. Ugh, how
Yeah,
he's such a cutie.
me and Monroe and Bridget like dressed my mom up as Tana for
Oh
YouTube
my
videos. And
God.
I was vlogging this whole time. Like starting at this point, I was vlogging through high school to my sophomore year of college and like
Can
trying to get
you
big
put
on
the vlogs
YouTube.
back up?
I think that it would be fun if we watched them for an episode. Okay, yeah. So then I'm like friends with people, but and it's like weird because we know things. They're like the only people I know who like know things about the internet. And it was like so isolating for me to like be like to like feel like so connected to this thing. Here was like a joke we made about Life is Strange in the
Oh my
bathroom.
God.
We used to joke a lot about Shane Dawson.
Was this what? Was he canceled at this point?
No, not yet. Like he had the cancellation of like him being racist in the past, but like
But not
he
like
has
the
like
like
recovered. Also, I'm really obsessed with like the Millie Bobby Brown like gay like
Yeah.
the homophobia jokes.
Yeah.
And we had this, and then we would like edit it onto our friends,
Oh my
like.
God. That's funny.
And this is when like I got more into like concerts for like people who were like not pop, not Ariana, not Fifth Harmony. We went to the Wallows.
Who are not pop.
Not well, okay, they are pop, but like you know what I
No, I
mean.
know, but like they're like indie, like
They were indie.
they are
They
like the
were
first like indie
indie.
band, yeah. The
Yeah, they
first
were.
indie band ever.
Billie Eilish was also so like that was like indie then. It was like
That's
she's indie.
crazy.
And I saw them all at such small venues, Claro. So I feel like I started getting more into music because Monroe really like exposed me to like Monroe showed me Wallows and Hippocampus when I was in high school,
Which is
and I was
wild
like,
if
I
you
didn't
like
know there
know
was like,
Monroe.
it's weird because I like didn't know there was music that wasn't mainstream. Like I just didn't know for there was like a James Charles thing.
I was gonna add,
But
yeah,
yeah,
like
I
if
feel
it.
like people would want to see. There's me and James Charles. We like went up. My friend was like his big stan, who we also did an episode with. If you want to go and look at it. And he took us onto the creator floor at Playlist, and it was awesome.
Is that
Also,
Zoe in the like floral?
yes, yep, there's
Yas
Zoe.
queen, yas.
Yeah, we all are so funny. Like my leggings and like PacSun shirt. Like
You all genuinely look so
we
terrifying.
look so
Like in
scary.
all of these pictures, like
I
I would be
look
so
so
afraid of you.
like this was my outfit
Like
for
I would be so
and
Hillary 2016.
I was like posting this, being like, oh, I'm like.
Oh my God.
Like, oh yeah, Hillary 2016, don't worry. So through this time I remained friends with William in a real way. Like he genuinely was my first guy friend and like my first deep connection of like a guy talking to me on the internet, and low-key had a crush on him. I'm not gonna lie about
Low key,
it.
low
Low-key had a
key.
crush on him. Low-key had a crush on both him and Weston at the same time, and it was beautiful.
And that set up a lot for the
And that
future.
was the blueprint for
I still have a
everything.
crush on William, in case
Oh,
anyone cares.
I have a crush on both of them still, and that's fine.
So it's fine.
Okay, here's the Fetty Wap thing I was talking about. It's not insane.
Yeah.
Also, I look so scary. Like, why do I look like that? I think I was like just trying to fit in with the girls at my school. Because also at the same time, I was like wearing my dad's old vintage t-shirts and stuff. It was like an interesting,
I
like.
think it's just like the hair.
And like American Apparel and like PacSun was such a thing then. Like the Brandy Melville sweatshirt, like. Okay, so then I graduated.
I like how this is just becoming your life story now.
Was like doing this so I knew where things were.
Like, why? I was wondering when you pulled up this album, I was like, why do you have 740 photos in it?
Well, okay, there it was a lot of
No, I
stuff
know there's a
there.
lot, but you graduating doesn't have nothing, has nothing to do with your
It does
standing
though,
up.
because after I
Does
graduated,
it? Oh my
here was
God.
Bite. Here was Bite, a screenshot of Bite. I used to post on Bite. Here's when Dom, the creator of Vine, the maker of Bite, which I didn't explain, but Bite was like
Bite.
the was a thing that it was like supposed to be Vine too, but then it flopped. But I was super on there, and I was kind of big on there, and that was my posting era that I was doing at the same time as YouTube. And then it flopped, didn't work out, and I got on TikTok. I took screenshots of this because
Is this
there
TikTok world?
Drake liked my TikTok because I went viral and Chase
Chase
Rutherford
Rutherford
covered.
commented. Oh my
Yeah.
God.
And I
You
was
could have
like,
low-key been in Hype House.
okay, I also got distracted and forgot to like actually go deeper into this here, so I'm just gonna explain really quick. The thing that I mainly blew up for on TikTok too when I was on it was I did a TikTok like Urban Outfitters scam video where I showed everyone how to steal from Urban Outfitters pretty much, where I was just like saying that you could return clothes anytime you want to, like even if they are worn and stuff like that because of like the return policy. And then the other thing that I blew up for was raiding celebrities I met. So it kind of just is on theme with the rest of all of this.
Wait,
Myself
that's
like
us.
I know I put this because I felt like it was important
That's us.
to like mark the times because this is like when I stopped like I was still vlogging but I low-key stopped vlogging because I was like and it was after me trying to do TikTok as well over quarantine. This is
Yeah.
like me and Samira became friends. And should we explain how we became friends in this too? All these friendships that I'm mentioning are like so like circulating around the internet, and I think that that's
Yeah.
why I put this was because
Because our
our
friendship also
friendship
very much circulated around.
basically me and Samira met in like a hackathon. We were both computer science majors in college, and we both like were obsessed with bands, we were obsessed with walls, we were obsessed with YouTubers. We talked about Josh Ovaye together the first time we hung out alone at Saxby's working on a school
And Fifth
project.
Harmony, like you talked about Fifth Harmony.
And you talked about like Five Sauce in One Direction. You
Yeah.
talked about Ariana. And I
Yeah.
was like, damn, like she's like like I haven't met anyone like this in college yet. And
Yeah.
like we like bonded a lot. And then we didn't become friends for a while. Then we did become friends. We went to a John Legend concert together
For Joe
because
Biden
for Joe Biden, it was Joe
promoted.
Biden
But even
Day.
before that, we were like talking on Discord and stuff. And that was like we were just
Yeah.
like talking on there a lot with these guys that we wanted to be friends with, who also like knew about like Austin, like Maurer, like knew about Josh Ovaye. And I remember us being
Yeah.
like, oh my God, this person knows about Josh. Like anytime anyone knew about Josh Ovaye, we would like freak out.
Because to us, that was like the highest quality YouTube content
Yeah,
at the time.
yeah. And it was
And
also just like
like,
a very, like it felt very niche. Like if you knew about it,
yeah.
then you like knew.
Yeah. I feel like I never was like standing in that. Like, I was never a stan of any of that. Like, but like, I was so obsessed, like, creatively. I just was like,
Yeah.
so, like, I was like, wow, this is like all so inspiring, and it like made me want to make better art and like be like on the internet in an impactful way and stuff with like Josh's videos and like Enya and Drew when they used to make like vlog type videos because they were like doing like post irony before I like
Yeah.
knew what post irony was and like
Or like
maybe other
Dana.
people. Yeah, Dana too, like
Like
one
Dana's
time.
vlogs, like Dana's Reputation vlog was so
Oh my
important
God,
for
I love
me.
that. Yes, I loved her
Like
Taylor
that
Swift
one
like
was
concert
so,
vlog.
yeah.
Because yeah, they were like doing that stuff before, and maybe like I'm sure other people were doing it, but as kids, like
Yeah,
I think that was like my gateway into that
yeah.
and like into like challenging humor and stuff. But yeah, so me and Samira became friends, but like here we
Yeah.
are, that's our first hangout, kind
That's
of.
us.
And we went with my friends Michael and Jake to this Joe Biden John Legend concert, and then this was like I feel like pivotal because then we became friends with people who were like band people and like
Yeah, like
music
music,
people.
DIY
And they
people.
all were obsessed with Dream Gang. And this to us was like, they're on the
And
internet.
they like
So.
all they just like knew like we were talking like at the first hangout to this one person who had like a victorious like Twitter account. And we were like, this is the funniest thing in the entire world.
Yeah. And like, also, they would joke about Claro a lot. Like,
Yeah. Like
and
about
like.
pegging Claro.
Then I like the reason I like put some pictures from college is because I feel like then all of this translated to like music obsession, like DIY basement shows. We're gonna be at the front of every show, like And
Like
I,
screaming the words, like knowing the words to these songs.
yeah, and I feel like, okay, so this is also kind of important because, like, I was gonna talk a little bit just about like Paste and Warner and stuff because I feel like that is like still internet to
Yeah.
me. And also just like the lit community online because I feel like I got back into reading in college. God bless
Yeah, I
her.
remember.
Yeah.
Yep, that was you getting back into reading with
Back
Kafka on the
right after I did
Shore.
acid with my first love. Oh my God.
Also, that's us with Christian Leib,
Yes,
in
we
case
met
anyone
Christian
even
Leib, and I
cares.
remember that was the last time in my life that I met someone famous, and I was like, wait, I actually think I'm too old to be doing this
But
now.
that's very
It's weird
stressful.
seeing these like instances of like going to New York and like
Yeah.
because I feel like I don't like at, by the time I got to college, like I feel like New York, like Philly was what I thought New York was, and I decided that, and then I was like, I'm not moving to New York. But yeah, so then I like in college, I feel like all the internet stuff like built up in the way of like who I was and like
Yeah.
what I like what stuff I wanted to do. I feel like I literally can't imagine a world not doing internet stuff. I then ended up making like because the music scene was such a thing, I made like this publication called Rap High Friends. I made it with my two friends, Reese and Logan, and I
Ah.
made Rap High Friends, and that was like my first like okay, like I'm committing to something and this actually like makes more sense for like a job, I guess, but I wasn't even thinking of
Yeah.
it that way. I think I just really wanted to like I feel like I just like my whole life have not been able to escape doing something for social media. And maybe it's just because
Yeah.
I was obsessed with being famous when I was younger and it feels like I haven't been able to shake that.
Well, I feel like it was also just because we were in this like really exciting new like music thing, and it like
Yeah.
was this way to be a part of it other than
And
just
no
to
one
be
was
someone.
covering it. It felt like
Yeah.
so important. It felt like so big and like important and like people like weren't seeing it in this way. And I was almost like relating it to this feeling of like the feeling of like being on Stan Twitter for the celebrity who you like and
Yeah.
like you're on there early or whatever and like just like I guess documentation and
Yeah,
yeah,
because this
but
was, yeah.
yeah, we did like events and stuff. There was like
Ah.
we did like PC Music, like we were on the show for like Hyde from PC Music. Friend group and our like just like our like me doing this, like doing the music stuff, taking pictures at shows and stuff. Like I think the reason it feels important is because it's still like almost correlated to like this like then leading me to like interacting with celebrities and again in this different way where I like started getting normal about it. And like okay, so like from Rat Pie, I ended up like I randomly applied after like my first boyfriend and I broke up to like a Warner Music internship because I was like applying like, to internships in college. And I remember getting an email from them and like misreading it and thinking I got an interview and like getting super excited and then realizing I misread it. And then a few weeks later getting an actual email of them like saying like, oh, you've been accepted for an interview. And I have like screenshots, but okay, yeah. So I have this screenshot of like getting accepted to it and stuff. It was really sweet. And I like took a picture in the office. It was like the coolest thing ever because I was like, wow, I'm like actually close to this for the first time. And Samira came with
See.
me for my first day. It was really sweet.
And I remember I sat in a coffee shop in like Times Square area because that's where it was, and I
Yeah.
read the Secret History.
And also, like, simultaneously, I, like, not even for Warner, but then I realized that, like, I could request shows. I had this publication, I could request shooting
Yeah.
shows. And I started doing that for the first time, and I shot Wallows as my first show that I ever,
That was so
like,
fun.
did. And I was literally, like, so excited. Like, it was, like, the coolest thing in the world to be in front of the barricade for me. Like, yeah, I just, it was just like insane, and I was like, wow, this is like
Ah.
really pretty, and it like gave me such an insane feeling.
It was so pretty, like the like just seeing like the fans with like the in the same shot as them, like it's really cool.
I shot Greer right after this and was so excited about that. And we met Seth like as
Yes.
fans, which I think it's super sweet because we've had him on the podcast and like so many
Yeah.
of like that's I put some like stuff in here because we also like we met Kaya's fans, which is
Oh my
so
God,
funny. I
that
went to
was
New York for
crazy.
this. And it's funny because, like, now we're just like adjacent to him. And, like,
Yeah.
yeah. And then this is when I also started getting into like writing online. And I like did my first reading ever. I like read
Aww.
for the first time at a show, which
I
was
like that Monroe
crazy.
is next to you.
Because we like were so scared to do it. It was an open
No, I
mic.
know, I
And we both like
remember.
took turns reading.
That's really sweet.
It was really sweet. And this is when I like started publishing online and getting into online like literature communities, but not ones that were like close to where I was now. Like all of them were just like, okay.
I came up with that. Like, just
Enjoy
like you didn't
again.
know about the lore, like with online lit communities. Like, it was just
Yeah.
like
Like I
public.
didn't know what ones actually like would like ones that actually resonated, as in
Yeah.
like Charm School and like Hobart and like Forever Mag and like all those like and Moo Moo House and like just
Heavy
like
traffic, like all the ones.
Because those are ones I feel like I actually like the writing of, and I feel like my writing like kind of blends with that. And
Yeah.
I like felt so isolated, I remember, because I didn't like know about alt writing at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, and yeah, I published like my first chat book. This was while I was like interning at Warner, I think. And I also did my first interview ever for Rat Pie for Sweet Pill, who are like kind of blowing up now, I think. But yeah, and we like went to
Aww.
Jace's house. It was really sweet.
I remember you were really nervous about that.
I got like published for the first time. Yeah, I was so nervous. I saw that like this one girl who I knew in person had interned at Paste, and I was like, how did she do that? And she was like posting pictures of these people and like having sex with band boys. And I was like, well, whoa, she's from Philly and she like got this internship, I could do it. And I applied,
Yeah.
and I like, for that reason, turned all of our stuff we've done into like write-ups on Rat Pie. Like our videos, I like added like written summaries and stuff, and like made this like whole portfolio. And I got the internship at Pace and like started interviewing people. And I interviewed like Current Joys and Lower Town,
God.
which I think is just like interesting
Didn't
of
you
like,
interview Declan McKenna too?
yeah, I interviewed Declan
Yeah.
McKenna and like meeting these people in person. It was just like
Oh my God.
interesting, like. If I just had never been that close to things, and it like was
Yeah.
just like, oh, I'm seeing like I would like also just like write about some internet stuff, and I feel like a lot of people comment being like, how did we get the guests we get? And I feel
Yeah.
like this is a good
This is a big, like,
explanation,
yeah, reason why.
of like just like work, like going like doing Warner, doing Paste, and then like
Yeah.
having those connections, and also just being a fan, because like we got Nicole literally because I was a fan of her. And
And also, it's like super worth mentioning that I got the Warner internship because I had like they were looking for someone who had like a fan perspective, and like I talked about my fan account in the interview. And then that led me to getting the Pace thing, and yeah.
like had DM'd her when I was younger and was in college, and like looked up to her as like someone who I wanted to like emulate on YouTube.
Yeah. Same with
And
like I feel like a
yeah.
lot of the like it's like funny when people ask like how we get like the guests that we got, 'cause I feel like a lot of the ones were like through Warner and through Pace and stuff, like having like Current Joys as our first guest was like fully 'cause of that. And then like
Yeah.
I feel like that also just like the by association, like I feel like people saw that we had Current Joys on and then like we're mo more likely to say yes. Like I feel like that's what happened with like Kai and like other people. And then I also just think a lot of people are like more willing to do it than like people would maybe think, because I feel like Nicole Summer, like Lauren, like all of the like Lauren Brodoff, Summer McKee, Nicole Raffi, like all these people, I feel like we're just saying yes because they were just like nice girls.
Yeah, literally. And like I feel like if you come to someone with the right energy, and I feel like it was like obviously we just like really liked these things, and like I think
Yeah.
that like whenever I forget why we're doing it, I'm like, oh, it's literally just because we're fans. I was gonna say like I think that it's all just interesting because of the way that like this celebrity obsession has like formed now, of like we're living in New York, we're kind of surrounded by this, like meeting people. Like it was kind of insane because like I feel like a long time ago I would have been freaking out that we like, and it's so
Yeah.
stupid, but like freaking out that we like met Sachi from Dreamers.
Yeah.
But it was like really normal, and he's super nice, and he's coming on the podcast, and I'm like, I'm so excited about that, because it's just like, wow, I saw your internet stuff happen, kind of.
Yeah, that's like a
And
very
like
big full circle moment.
terms of now online stuff, I feel like it's like more
What
like
was I
I'm
gonna
in the
say?
online literature
That what was
communities, or like
going
even just New York Twitter, because like I feel like
Yeah.
there's a whole New York Twitter community that is happening, but also it's kind of making me go crazy, and I feel like I need to get off Twitter.
The
But yeah, it's
New York
also,
like online space is like its own world.
yeah, like because I feel like these are all people who I met online, like
Yeah.
meeting Aaron online, meeting like Vivi and Bernard,
Aww.
and like Lower Town, even like it was so weird and full circle too, to like then be at a show that they were playing, and like
Well,
it's
because
like I'm
they
still such a
played.
fan of them. I love their music so much.
Yeah, and they like specifically, because I remember you discovering their music and like becoming obsessed with them and singing the same fucking song over and over again.
Yeah, and like
And
torturing you
then,
when we were in
yes.
France
And
and being like,
then
words can't get
you had the
you.
show with them, like you hosted a show that Avsha played at.
No, yeah, I think like I've just slowly like it's weird because I'm like genuinely, and I feel like a lot of the time when I used to say this, I was lying because I just wanted to seem cool. But I feel like at this point, it's like, oh, everyone's just like a person, and it's like kind of
Yeah.
really desensitizing, especially living here, because it's so like it's just happening all the time.
It's
Like they're
very
meeting,
normal.
like every person here is doing something cool, and
Yeah.
it's interesting to process being in a space like that.
So I kind of already said this a little bit in the beginning, but the first like instance for me was like being in sixth grade. And there was this girl I wanted to be friends with. And she was like a big directioner. Like she was like known for that. And sixth grade, we like got assigned the classes that we were in for the year. We were in the same homeroom along with these like other girls, but none of her like friends were in the same homeroom as her. Like none of her like popular friends were in our homeroom. So I was like, in my head, I was like, perfect. This is my chance to like infiltrate. Not actually, but it like naturally ended up happening. And then I was like, no, but kind of that's what's happening. So like me, her, and then these other girls like Jenny, April, and Hannah like all became friends because we were in the same homeroom and we all liked One Direction. Like that was like the thing that we had in common, Direction. And then it eventually evolved into like 5 Seconds of Summer, because this was when 5 Seconds of Summer started like becoming a thing. And then also just like seen like just like Warped Tour bands, because that was like also a huge thing that I was into. Like when you were saying how you like didn't really know that there was music besides like pop music for like a while, like I feel like I got like very into like
Aside from Plug DJ. Yeah.
I got like very into like pop punk and like that circle because 5 Seconds of Summer were like really into that. Like they would like show up to shows wearing like their Green Day like
Also, why did people
t-shirts,
think they were punk? Like, people were
because
like,
they would wear like Green Day t-shirts and they all had piercings and tattoos.
they were
No,
like,
they,
they're emo, they're
yeah,
punk.
because they had, because no, like no one else was do, like no one was doing that.
I know, no, but literally nobody had
They
ever
had
done that.
piercings and tattoos, but they were like making, like, I feel like they were like, they also like really changed things in a way. And they were like very much like, oh, we're not a boy band, even though they like fully were. But like, I like became obsessed with them also. And just like All Time Low, Panic at the Disco, Mayday Parade, like all of these like Warped Tour bands and stuff. And that I feel like was like just like really pivotal for me. And I was super depressed when I was in. Sixth grade was a really big year for me because that was also the year that that was also the year that I first became depressed. Like that was the year that I remember experiencing depression for the first time. And then I had like a few different One Direction like fan accounts and stuff on Instagram, and I would write like imagines and I would write like all the different stuff, and I couldn't find like my old like imagines and stuff that I wrote. I also got really into Wattpad. Like I was like really, like I was writing fan fiction, I was like reading fan fiction, but I was also just like reading like
I also
normal.
forgot to say I was doing that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was just reading like books on like Wattpad, and like I like
That was
loved
low-key
it.
like the first also like I feel like that was like a stepping stone for like a lot of girls who write now
Yeah.
having like viral. So I had like some viral Lohanthony YouTuber
Yeah.
fanfic or something. Were you what were
Yeah.
yours about? Were yours One
They.
Direction?
Yeah, it was like One Direction, and it was, it's so weird because so we went to like a reading the other day, a charm school reading, and Mackenzie Thomas like did her like One Direction. She read One Direction fan fiction about being like sold to One Direction. And that was literally like, I'm pretty sure I had a fanfic that was like that plot, because that was such like an integral plot line. And that's like a whole other thing. Like I feel like that just because, like I remember I like said, I like joked about it, and I was like, but not really joking, I
Fanfic
was
was
like,
low-key torture porn.
no, it was. And I said, I was like, I like literally wrote that to Mackenzie. And then Mitch was like, did you just say you wrote that? Like our friend Mitch, like he was really confused. And it's just like crazy to like realize that like so many like guys and people just like
Like,
didn't
don't
know that that
know, yeah.
existed. But like that was like I like loved fan fiction about like being sold like to One Direction. I loved the fan fiction that was like or like just stories about like werewolves and like becoming like their property. and like into Wattpad. And then I also got really into YouTube at the same time. I was really so I started getting into YouTube by getting into like the beauty community on YouTube. Like I feel like that was my foray into YouTube. And I like found like classic like Juicy Star 07 and MAC Barbie 07 and like all of these girls, and I like loved them so much. I was like, okay, this is like I would watch makeup collections and I'd be like, I like just like loved just like everything about it, even like the visual like aesthetic of it and like the sounds that like the girls' nails would make when they like tapped on the acrylic like of the products. Like I just like loved it so much, and I thought that it was like the most like I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. And so I got really into that, and then that just like introduced me to YouTube. And then I got really into O2L. Like I loved O2L so much, and I would watch the videos like every single because they would come out with a video every day except Sunday. So I'd watch those videos every single day, and I loved watching just like different like collabs that they had. Like anytime they would collab with like Tyler Oakley and Sawyer Hartman collabs, I loved watching those. Like
I miss
they
the
were
like
just
live streams of Connor Franta, Tyler Oakley, Troye Sivan, all like saying the word slay in place of different song lyrics.
I have this that I
Oh
found
my
that I
God.
made. Like, ugh.
Minnesota strong risk taker.
This,
This
these were
is
like
so
all like
funny.
Connor things because I was a Connor stan. But I also loved Kian so much. And it's funny the picture you had of Kian and Andrea because I was like the biggest Kian and Andrea stan. Like, I thought that they were like the best couple in the world. I watched the like boyfriend tag and girlfriend tag they had like so many times. And like,
So what about
yeah,
like changed your idea of a relationship too at the
it's
time?
crazy.
Like
Well, also
inform
like
us.
Savannah and Jared on Tumblr, like just like all of these like original Tumblr couples I was obsessed with. And I remember Kian made a video. I think this was like in 2014. It was like his like 2014 like recap video, and it was to this one specific song called Kings and Queens, Throw It Up by Somo. And it was just like this like compilation of like all the moments from the year, or maybe it was 2013, but there were like so many clips from like VidCon and just like being in LA and like all of these things. And I like literally like wanted that so bad. Like that was like to be associated with that scene and to be like a YouTuber, to be like part of, like I remember writing songs about like how I was like just some girl from like PA and how this like LA boy would never love me because he loves all the LA
God.
girls.
Oh my God.
Like I, yeah. So that was like, I feel like very pivotal for me. It was just like wanting to be in this like scene really badly and like wanting to be in that really badly. And then, yeah, and I have this like note thing that I sent Brittany. This is like a diary entry from New Year's 2012. And I feel like this says a lot about the time also. Context is that because I didn't have any friends, so I never went to like New Year's parties, and I was so jealous of like everyone going to New Year's parties. So every New Year's, I was like so vividly depressed. And I cut out a lot of what I sent to you, but it was basically just like me talking about how I wanted to kill myself because I had no friends and was really depressed. And we went to like my family friend's house, and it was these girls who were like 2 years younger than me who were like all there. And so I said, OMG. So we're all watching the New Year's Eve thing, and the Pepsi 1D commercial came on, and they're all like, I love Zayn. And I'm like, shut up. You don't know anything about them. You don't deserve to be a directioner. They were saying they like Zayn, Harry, and Niall. And I'm like, you don't forget Liam and Louis, which now is crazy.
And yeah, that also is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just the
God.
given the
Yeah.
Liam
Give
thing
death.
that
And the best-selling female artist was Madonna, and they were hoping it was Taylor Swift, and they loved Taylor Swift and then wanted somebody help me. Okay, also to explain, so I was a huge Taylor Swift fan when I was little. Like I grew up on Fearless, I had the CDs, like I loved her so much. But I was a bit of a misogynist, and when she started dating Harry, I jumped on the Taylor Swift hate train along with a lot of people at that time, including Halsey. Halsey was also on that train. So I jumped on that train. So this was in my era of like pretending like I hated Taylor Swift when I really was still listening to like all of her songs. And the Wanted in One Direction like had beef, so that's why I said the Wanted. OMG, so they are talking about how Taylor's a role model. I'm like, no, she's dated a different dick every night. Which that was a reference because in the like, cause there was a One Direction song and the lyric is different date every night. And then when Taylor and Harry started dating, people were like different dick every night about Taylor. So that's what that was about. Happy New Year. If you're wondering, the rest of the night didn't go so bad. And Taylor kissed a midnight sad face. but I'm gonna respect it because Harry's getting so much hate and Taylor is too. And I posted a picture on Instagram of my feelings and then ranted for a while. I guess it's a new year, so Taylor will start fresh. So that was like that,
That's awesome.
which is just like funny, like how invested we like were
I know.
at like 12. That was like that. And then I had One Direction fan accounts, whatever. And then I got really into the poetry Instagram community. Don't really know how that happened, honestly, but I got really into it. And this taught me a lot. I feel like this is what taught me really about gay people, because there was like this one poetry account, and also just like taught me about like online relationships and friendships, because there would be like accounts that would like there was these two girls who were dating, but they had never met, and then they were meeting for the first time, and she was like, everyone, like, can you comment down below like this thing, and I'm gonna like put it in a booklet to give to like Caroline when I meet
Yes,
her for the
no,
first
I was just
time.
thinking
Yeah.
about this. Yeah.
And it was really sweet. There was also a lot of crazy shit happening. Like, people would just like the drama was crazy of like catfishing, and just like
I
there
was
was like
thinking
a
about the
lot of
fan
drama.
videos that people used to make for like a celebrity's birthday, and you'd like want to be in
Yeah.
it in case they tweeted it.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think that was like the thing that I showed of like the picture with like Connor Franta and like all the things. Like, that was definitely like I tweeted that. Like, I think that was like for that reason. So I got really into the poetry account on Instagram, and I think I had multiple usernames, but the one that I had was called Unlit For You. Like a cigarette, like unlit,
Oh,
like
cool.
do you get
Oh,
it?
cool.
Do you
Were
get
you
it?
smoking cigarettes as a 12-year-old?
No, but I was writing poetry about it, so
Like, I feel like both of us were writing in this way that like doesn't feel like a 12-year-old was writing it.
yeah. And I also just like have screenshots of like me being sad and just like screenshotting things that would like make me happy, like just like inspirational stuff and like whatever. Like, just like this stuff I like loved. Like, I like
Ew,
that I
can
just
you
have all
read that
this.
out loud?
It says, I kind of feel, oh my God, this was a big account, Auk Hemmings, that I was friends with. I kind of feel like if I've sauce for your classmates, they would be like those type of people who always annoy you because they'd sit behind you. Like, they'd always tap you on the shoulder and pretend it's not them. And then they'd giggle and just keep talking really loudly to annoy you. But then Luke would be like, guys, stop. She doesn't like it. So Callum would be like, ooh, someone has a crush. And Luke would just blush and oh gosh.
Oh my
Like, I
God.
used to write stuff like this too. I'm like, this was like so big. Oh, I know. This was like a screenshot of them like back, like when their followings were low, which like still was pretty big, but like,
Yeah, people would be like enjoy it while it lasts.
yeah, literally. And everyone would be like, this is the driver's license of the guy that I had a crush on because I was
Oh
very
my
boy
God.
obsessed.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this was me writing it all in the sand. So I wrote 1D in the
Oh.
sand. I wrote Josh Faya in the
When was
sand. That was
this?
his name. This was
How old
when
were
I
you?
was in Bah. This was when I went to Aruba. So I was in the third. No, I was in sixth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, sixth grade. I wrote Josh Faya, wrote it again. I heart Josh Faya, Five Sauce, Five Sauce. Ed Sheeran, liked Ed
Great.
Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran
Samira.
was low-key indie also.
He was. Oh, he was.
Everyone was like, he's so indie.
This says artsy AF, in case anyone cared.
Oh my God.
This said, I hate Celeste Rosado. That was the name of his girlfriend.
Wow,
And that was me.
you look really cool.
Yeah, so that was like pivotal, I feel
Oh
like.
my God, you so
This I thought was really deep.
you read it all.
It says, your girlfriend is hot. And then someone replied and said, my girlfriend is hot? You have the entire English language with its vast spectrum of adjectives to describe my girlfriend, and you settled for hot?
That's
You have
crazy
done
because
her a
that
great
meme that
disservice.
like the meme that's like out of every word you chose retard,
Yeah,
like
this
that is so
Loki was the
derivative.
original.
Yeah.
And I was, yep, I thought was like deep. Like, I was like, oh my God, I need a boy to talk to me about this way. This I thought was really deep because I didn't have a best friend. So it says, who are your best friends? I don't call anyone a best friend in my life. There's no one that strong of a trust. And this is me posting, being like, one of my friends replaced me, and I'm really in a bad place with family too. I keep telling myself to be positive or to be happy, but it doesn't work. I just want to focus on the positive so bad, but it's just hard. And then everyone would comment and give like comment and help her feel better. Like, everyone was like commenting and giving advice.
Oh my
Like,
God.
you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
And then Poet Confessions was an account. This was me. Unlit For You is a cootie with a booty that can write badass poems. She probably
It's like
knows.
you know that nobody even like you definitely didn't show your face on there, did you?
No.
Yeah.
She probably knows who this is, but yeah, IDK. I just really think that she deserves more than the world for being such a beautiful, supportive carrot stem. So I had a poetry account and I was posting poems, and you don't smile, you smirk. I mistook it as an invitation, away in your heart, but there is no light in the merciless shadow of the dark. There you lurk, and I wait, my mistake for thinking good exists. And then it's like a picture of like a shadow thing. And that was like a thing, like that was like what I would do, is I would like write the poems on like the app, and then I would have like a little photo, you know? This
Yeah.
one I thought was really good. If it's really true that breathing's the best thing we'll do, now I know it's been ruined by you.
The picture.
And I'd have like my initials, you know, like
Yeah.
on all of them, 'cause like just so people like knew it was me. Like I had like this
Oh,
screenshot
yeah.
when you would make all the icons like on your phone. Like that was so big. Like I loved that. This is the first poem that I ever published on the account. She perceived that the lost boy with freckles and the bright blue-eyed girl and everyone in the world believed their wish would come true from the brighter star that lay among the concealed black eye. She turned to that freckled boy and dreamt he would fall hopelessly in love with her, and the blue-eyed girl would be a faded memory, like inked words washed away by salty tears. She wished on the dimmest star she could find, for she believed it represented the burnt-out flame once ignited in her heart. This was her mistake, because even the dimmest star shines brighter than the star that does not shine at all.
Making me remember, like, there were some girls with like really good handwriting on Twitter who would always post their poems. And it like
Yeah.
I would also like post poems that were just like so bad.
This is, you were red, I was blue, the bruises were purple, a 10-word story. That's pretty good. Like, call me fucking crazy,
Oh
but I
my
think that's pretty
God.
good.
That is a story ever.
Baby shoe, for sale,
Baby
baby
shoes
shoes
first,
never worn.
never
No, that's
worn.
literally, I think, why I wrote that, because I like saw that and I was like, oh, well, I have to do that now. Last one I'll read. Never date a boy with brown eyes. With eyes so close to darkness, brown will only draw you in and rip you up. The lightness will spark your heart, but when it's night and he's leaving, you'll realize why there's no such thing as black eyes, but his are the closest you'll get. Isn't
Oh
that
my
good? That's
God.
good.
That's
Never,
good.
I
That's low-key good.
know.
Low-key tweet that.
No, never date a boy with
You should
hazel
tweet
eyes.
these.
I was gonna post these on my Instagram
You
story.
should tweet them.
Never date a boy with hazel eyes. Warmer than you think, but charm is the devil. When the combinations of dark and light come together, you'll start to get dizzy, and
Like, who were
before.
you even writing about?
Like I was writing about like Wonder, like 5 Seconds of Summer in One Direction, and like the boy, no, because I was obsessed with boys when I had so many crushes in my school. So this was like, these were like, there were people I was writing about.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You'll start to get dizzy, and before you know it, you're covered in torn fabric and the scent of old coffee. Which, like, what is the point? Never date a boy with blue eyes. Whether it's pale or rich, like the West Coast beaches, you're doomed from the start. He'll drag you in and you'll end up gasping for air, trying to remain on the surface when the sky turns stormy and blue means frost. Never date a boy with the green eyes. I really liked green eyes. That was my favorite eye color when I was little. The
Oh, wait, I have
worst,
green eyes.
I know, but the worst of the worst, captivating you, mesmerizing you. No matter how dull it may seem, it is always bright and looming in your face, screaming out terror and profane language with no trace of eloquence except for the devious tricks. Date a boy with gray eyes, for a shade of something is always better than the original. And the format is really important. Can you see that?
No.
It's like I have like never date in like bold on the top, and then I have like the gray eyes thing at the bottom, like in italicized, and it's like it's just an important
That I
like
am definitely, I'm seeing the vision and I know what you're, yeah. I like,
I also was so like I just was like so like obsessed with like the 1975 and like that era of
can
like
I
cuz
read one that I did? Because I feel like it'll like give context to like what I was doing.
Yeah, because that like is all very akin to like the 1975 Halsey Arctic Monkeys. Like it was like that
Yes.
like Tumblr world like that I was very much in.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think that like all Twitter, Instagram poetry was, it was based off of Camila's lyric that I was obsessed with that she
Wait,
never
I had one
released.
that was based on Taylor Swift's lyric.
I said, You shot a soft smile at the stars, and they shot one back. Your eyes glimmered, as did the moon's promising allure. The way that your immaculate body floated around had the highest outpour, as though made to reach the sky, speckled with only the most luminous stars. You only told the sun your secrets that were hidden beneath your smile. The sound waves traveled to the moon and back, and now the moon has heard it all, though it already knew the secrets that you've told. I only told the moon about the way you move. All of the knowledge that it knew were the things that it perceived. Though these things were never absolute, they fit the delicate puzzle that you ceased to exist.
Oh my God, I'm like actually gonna
Like, I feel like
kill.
both, like, all of these, they're like literally just people like trying to say a bunch of things.
They're like saying nothing, but
Yeah.
they're saying so much.
They're saying like a lot of things and nothing at
Well,
all.
it's funny because they were just like words that like you get obsessed with. Like I got
Yes,
obsessed with like
like people online.
inexplicable or like enigma. And I was like using those in every one of my poems. I've like always been writing. Like writing was like the one thing that I was like always, it doesn't seem like it now, but it was the one thing that I was really good at as a kid. Like I was in second grade. My second grade teacher was like, you have to grow up and become a writer. Like if you don't grow up and become a writer, like I'm doing something wrong as a teacher. Like your talent is like insane. And she like really wanted me to write a book. And so I feel like I always just kind of like wanted to write. Like that was like all that I knew that I was good at. And also because I like was
Wait, that's so
obsessed.
interesting to have teachers like do
My
that to
second grade,
you.
yeah, like teachers like loved my like that was like the thing that I was like known for was like oh she was like the writer and like
That's crazy because in my school it was like literally like like the mean girls would have that and they also weren't
interesting.
talented. And then like I was like the underdog.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry, go keep going.
No, like the mean girls weren't good at writing in my school.
Whoa.
I was
I
good at
feel like your
writing.
school was normal and like the teachers were better people.
Yeah, they were good teachers. An interesting thing because I started out as like a One Direction stan, but then One Direction broke up. But even before they broke up, Zayn left, and that like felt like they broke up essentially. And so that like I think like gave me trust issues and made me be like, well, what's the point of like stanning anyone or like liking anyone if everyone's just gonna like if everything ends? And I got very disillusioned. It's kind of like American politics. You get very disillusioned by it. So I got very disillusioned by it. And then I kind of stopped. Like, I wasn't very online. Like, I went through a period of time where I wasn't online. This was also when I was like very, very depressed. So then in high school, I started writing for my school newspaper in 10th grade, like as a sophomore. And that kind of became like the thing that I was like doing all the time. So I felt like I had a thing that I was doing, like something that I was like good at and something that like was possibly a future. So I wasn't really online as much. And then my best friend from home, Sindaria, she got into like One Direction stuff. She got into it like later. So she got into it like in like 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade was when she really got into it. And she kind of like brought me back into it because by that point I'd already kind of phased out of it. But then her getting into it brought me back into it. So we ended up going to like a concert together and like she was on Twitter and like she was like very much like doing all these things with people on Twitter. And we went to a One Direction concert together and liking Taylor Swift again when Reputation came out because I was like, okay, I actually like her again. And
That's such a funny era to start liking her again because I feel like she was such a thing. Like, I feel like all of
well,
Tumblr culture and like music culture was like existing also just on Twitter, like adjacent to
yeah.
me. And I feel like I like really liked her when like 1989 came out. Like, Lo Anthony was like so obsessed. And I was
Well, I just
like,
like I
whoever
felt like
was
I
talking
had to
about those
hate her because of
releases,
Haler.
at,
And
like,
that's kind of it.
whoa.
Well, then I, by that point, I'm in high school. I was also just so depressed. Like, I was like, I don't care about anything right now. Like, I just wanna, like, not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'm reflecting and I'm like, oh, when we met, like, it's interesting because I feel like I was still kind of doing it, but you weren't.
No, yeah, I was like very much off. But when I, it was weird.
And
It's
that's kind
weird.
of now too, in a way, even though it's like not because you're online for this.
Yeah.
But
Well, it's like weird because I feel like I,
like I feel like
keep
I never left almost, even though I did in high school, just like and college when I made friends, but like
yeah it's weird because I feel like I kept like getting off of it but then I would meet people who would pull me back into it without even like meaning to meet those people like Sindaria like getting into it was like so pivotal to me getting back into it and then like even like my freshman year roommate Savannah she like was so she like knew like she like loved Josh and like she was like very into like YouTubers and just like this like realm of comedy and stuff. And so she like low key pulled me back into it, because then I was like talking about it with her because I had someone to talk about it with. And then I feel like meeting you like pulled me back into it too. So I also feel like I never left. I just like I tried leaving and then everyone kept pulling me back into it, if that makes sense.
Well, that's what is weird, because I'm like, where's the separation even? And I was wondering this when I was like looking through old pictures, and it's like, where's the separation between like being out of it? Because when you're out, like, I feel like we're almost just describing life. Like, we're
Yeah.
just describing like the representation of the internet that is life.
Which is just like how it is now, but it didn't used to be like that.
Yeah.
Like it used to feel very separate, and now it is just life, and
Cool.
that's that. And then I feel like you kind of explained like us meeting and then that like becoming what it is now, and like, yeah, and now here we are, guys. And guys, that's kind of everything. I'm really
Yeah, a lot's
hungry.
happened, guys. So, are we done this episode?
Yeah.
I'm gonna
But I
get
will say that I think that all my exes are going to be in love with me forever and ever. And I think that that's the power I have. Like, I think it. Are you listening to this?
No. Okay, Joshua Bae,
No,
please
listen to this.
be a
Listen to
guest on our
this. Listen to this.
podcast.
Listen to this.
I like
Listen.
need to get off.
Listen to this. Are you listening? I think it takes them a while to fall in love with me because I'm like a slow burn. And not many people fall in love with me, but then when they do, they like low key love me forever. And I'm like the one that got away for like everyone.
Getting off this call.
Wait, but we didn't say the thing.
I said it.
Feel like it wasn't sincere. I feel like he's not gonna come on for that.